was wo?
And here are the latest RTL Today headlines. New figures show that domestic renewables now account for more than a quarter of the electricity consumed in the country, while photovoltaics overtook wind for the first time in 2025. Luxembourg and Belgium have launched a joint humanitarian mission to Venezuela, deploying an A400M transport aircraft with emergency supplies and experts. Luxembourg has strengthened its right to disconnect by introducing fines of up to €25,000 for employers that fail to establish clear rules on availability outside working hours. Thousands of people have today marched in cities across South Africa to demand the departures of undocumented foreign nationals after a weeks-long campaign that has sent thousands fleeing and claimed four lives. Outgoing UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said today that Britain would spend a record of almost £300 billion over the next 4 years to modernise its armed forces in the face of rising threats. For more on these stories, all the latest news and so much more, check out rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and the slightly cooler weather has continued for the moment, and we have sunny but cloudy conditions for the rest of the day and a current temperature of 27 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
It's quite busy on Luxembourgish roads at the minute. A 9 to 10 minute situation currently on the N15. That's between the Rue Zinnen and the Deich roundabout in Ettelbruck. It's 15 minutes on the A4 between Sessange and Pompierre. 15 minutes on the A6 between Sessange and Capellen. And a healthy 25 minute delay on the A3 heading towards Dillange. Three speed checks to be aware of this afternoon, by the way. One in Ellerange on the Rue de Montagange. One in Foylen on the N15, that's the Route de Pastogne, and the last one in Luxembourg City itself on the Rue des Aubépines. Now for everything else and to stay up to date wherever you are, it's today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
There's some French language goodness now. Stromae and Sylvie Croix coming your way.
Alone. 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 Qui dit études dit travail. Qui dit taf te dit les thunes. Qui dit argent dit dépenses. Qui dit crédit dit créance. Qui dit dette te dit huissier. Lui dit assis dans la merde. Qui dit amour dit les gosses, dit toujours et dit divorce. Qui dit proche te dit deuil car les problèmes ne viennent pas seuls. Qui dit crise te dit monde, dit famine dit tiers monde. Et qui dit fatigue dit réveil, encore sourd de la veille. Alors on sort pour oublier tous les problèmes. Alors on danse. Alors on danse. C'est fini car pire que ça ce serait la mort. Quand tu crois enfin que tu t'en sors, quand y'en a plus, eh ben y'en a encore. Et cela c'est tous les problèmes. Les problèmes ou bien la musique. Ça te prend les tripes, ça te prend la tête. Et puis tu pries pour que ça s'arrête. Mais c'est ton corps, c'est pas le ciel. Alors tu ne bouges plus les oreilles. Et là tu cries encore plus fort. Mais ça persiste, alors on chante. Alors on chante. Alors on chante. Alors on chante. Et puis seulement quand c'est fini, alors on danse. Eh ben, il y en a encore. Eh ben, il y en a encore.
Available on 93.3 FM
and DAB+.
Honestly, JB?
Yes.
Klibamush.
Klibamush.
Klibamush is what I say to you. Any idea what that means?
No idea.
That is Luxembourgish for basically, you know, sort of, you can pinch me.
Oh,
kind of, sort of, is how I understood it as a kid. What it really means is the same, you know, in like the Simpsons when Bart says, "Oh, bite me."
Yeah.
It kind of means,
oh, it's like that, is it?
Yeah, okay. It means bite me,
pinch me. Okay.
Yeah. There, if you had your eye on the front page of RTL today, yesterday, you might have caught this article about a new book coming out. Okay.
Oh,
it's the Center for Luxembourgish Language publishing a book of Luxembourgish insults.
Excellent.
There's 117 in there.
Ooh.
And Luxembourgish insults are so fun and really quite harmless, because you can say some terrible things that we can't say on radio, especially in English.
Yeah.
There's loads of fairly harmless ways to swear in Luxembourgish. So I'm going to talk you through. Maybe
go
you can
on,
take some of them home with you.
Yes, please.
The first one was klibamush, which I've always interpreted as bite me.
Yeah, okay.
You know, oh, well, bite me. Don't have a cow, man. One of the best ones ever is it translates as like oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, but in a sort of frustrated way.
Right.
Nondikas.
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 And what does it actually mean?
Nondikas. The origin of the term is not completely clear. The most common explanation is that it comes from French, namely nom de Dieu.
Oh, sorry, nom de Dieu. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It means something like, it's like saying dang.
Like for God's sake.
Is a really good translation, actually. Urshundekase with you, JB.
I've had enough.
Had enough. Literally translates as I have the cheese.
I have the cheese.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. Which you've got to be very careful of, because if you cut the cheese in America, that's something very different, isn't it?
Oh, that is true. Yeah. That's slang for tooting, isn't it?
It is.
For going.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Jeez,
that's brilliant.
So many of these, by the way, they sound very funny
for
non-Luxembourgish speakers. I'm going to pass more by you. Kuftschmull.
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 Kuftschmull. Okay.
This originates from Janisch or Janisch. It was a really strong dialect spoken in Luxembourg ages and ages and ages ago.
Oh.
It survives along with other words. I see one on here that I don't really want to say because we're still on Luxembourgish radio. But it basically means shut up.
Okay.
Kuftschmull.
Kuftschmull.
And the modern equivalent of that is halte back. Hold your cheek.
Ooh.
Yeah. So someone's
nice.
Talking on the train.
The back.
You know that that campaign they were running about not talking too loud on public transport? Tell them, Kuftschmull, halte back.
Okay.
Du bas hudeler Fatz.
Oi.
Oh, man.
That's a clever
one. Okay. Do you get annoyed at people with hangovers? Throw this gem at them, it says. Alternatively, if somebody is known to indulge in the occasional drink, you could call them a Krunemek.
Krunde. Yeah. Well, Mek is guy, right?
Yeah. Krunde Mek. Actually, Mek in Luxembourgish is also fly. A Krunde Mek would be a fly in the sink.
Oh.
You're calling someone a bit of a drunk.
Bit of a sot, is it?
Yeah. You're a bit sodden. You're a bit, yeah. This is one of the goats, one of the greatest of all times. And you can say this to a Luxembourger and they will instantly love you.
Yeah, really.
Gute Butti.
Gute Butti.
Tute Butti.